Some Northland businesses are refusing to stop serving unvaccinated customers, instead adapting the new traffic light framework to serve everyone. The region is the least vaccinated in the country and is still 6,500 doses off being 90% partially vaccinated. But as Nita Blake-Person reports, the move to the red light is the nudge some need to get protected.
It was a red-hot Friday to kick off Northland's move to the traffic light system, but with many of the region's residents still unvaccinated, the vibe was more blue for some businesses.
At 8:15, our shop was completely empty.
Kara Hosnack from Whangarei Cafe Hello Pickle shut not long after opening today, feeling deeply uncomfortable about the use of vaccine passes.
We'd come across a few of our regulars and passport passed them, and then we'd received a couple of private messages of people, I guess, a little bit disappointed to not go too much into it. We just realised we'd sort of made a mistake, that the general consensus is people feel a bit ostracised and separated by this move, and we just wanted to rectify it pretty much as soon as possible.
She reopened not long after, shifting to a takeaway option through the cafe's window. Customers were lined up at lunchtime today, many congratulating the business for their stance. Hosnack says the response has been overwhelming.
Very unanimously positive, and even I get a bit teary about it because I was so anxious this morning, and it sort of just turned it around, you know.
About half a dozen other cafes in central Whangarei are steering away from vaccine passes and opting for takeouts. Christy Arth is the owner of Bookie Boo Ice Cream and Benny's Sandwich Deli and says they're still within the guidelines.
For us, we've decided to go contactless and takeaway, so it still allows everyone to come in, but we're going with the government guidelines on doing contactless takeaways, and people can come on through the store like a walk-through, and they can collect it. We've got all the social distancing measures in place to keep everyone safe.
It was the only option they felt their business had.
It really came down to us in the heart of what our businesses were, and they've always been a place that we've wanted to brighten the city, we've wanted everyone to feel included, and so when we came back to those core values, the traffic light system only really left us one pathway to go with at this stage.
The chief executive of North Chamber, Stephen Smith, says he's come across several businesses which are not operating with vaccine passes, including trade suppliers.
The demands on their service, on their time and their people is quite different. You know, they've got a lot of tradespeople calling in there. There do seem to be perhaps a slightly higher percentage of tradespeople that are not vaccinated, so obviously very difficult for them to adopt a full vaccine pass.
And despite Northland having the lowest vaccine rates in the country and 16 active COVID cases in the region, he's thankful people are being flexible about the new rules.
I'm heartened that a number of businesses are thinking along the lines of doing everything they can to make sure that the unvaccinated are not prejudiced against in terms of coming in and taking up any of their services or the products they have on offer.
The framework's still settling in for the North West Whangarei Mayor. Cheryl Mai says people are just getting used to it all.
We've got a central library is for a vaccine pass only because it has a cafe contained within it and they're choosing to do the vaccine pass, whereas our branch libraries are open to anybody and everybody. So all of these little nuances of how people are interpreting the rules and also applying the rules are changes.
She says the anti-vax messages are still clear online and towards some council staff.
People are on edge. There are some people that this is impacting badly, and I feel for them, and we need to be really supportive of people's decisions, whatever they are, and the aggression from one side to the other really must stop. That does worry me.
But today's red light shift has been the nudge some people needed to get their vaccine pass. Ryan David and his partner Jasmine were at an Onarahi pop-up clinic where Jasmine was getting her second shot today.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
I am absolutely terrified of needles, so I was dreading it, but I knew I had to come get it done.
Ryan says it wasn't an easy decision to get the vaccine, but ultimately it was about their family.
My kids, my family, and I work out there I work out there on the roads and stuff as well, so just for the community as well, sort of thing.
Many in Northland hoping the new restrictions on the unvaccinated will prompt more people to get their jabs.